Message number 836. The One World Order is the greatest travesty against the true Triune God. Friday, July 5, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, there is one religion which causes me the greatest suffering, and that is the false religion which idolizes the beast. The One World Order is the greatest travesty against the true Triune God, and those who belong to the house of Satan need so much prayer. They are deceived into believing that there is another God who loves them. They are told that the Blessed Trinity is a falsity and that my beloved Father is evil. They do not accept that He created them, and their heads are filled with so many lies that they will never open their minds to the truth. Because of their devotion to the occult, they are embroiled in satanic forces which have devoured their souls, which are filled with hatred not only for God but for all of God's children. They love only themselves, and their lust for pleasure fills them with an insatiable longing for more. No amount of worldly pleasures will satisfy them, which is why they then crave other obscenities. They take pleasure in the taking of life and do not have any remorse in their souls for the brutal slayings they are guilty of. Their influence spreads across the earth in every nation, and the devil followers mingle amongst the wealthy business leaders, governments, royalty organizations, including the media and law enforcement, the judiciary and the church. Please do not underestimate their powers. While they are in small numbers and do not infiltrate every section of your communities, they will still do terrible damage. Not only have they sold their souls to the devil, but they will drag other innocent souls into the abyss with the beast and his demons. I am giving all those who love me the graces to defeat this sinister and powerful group who curse me every second of the day when you say this short crusade prayer. Crusade 112, for the grace of salvation. Dearest Jesus, I call on you to cover the souls of those who have been infested by Satan with your special grace of salvation. Free their poor souls from the wicked captivity from which they cannot escape. Amen. These poor souls will be the first to claim the beast as their own, and they will fall flat on their faces to adore the Antichrist. You must pray hard, all of you, so that the power which Satan holds over them can be broken and that their hearts will be opened to my great mercy. Your Jesus.